Well, I want to say it's immense pleasure to have these guys and see them one more time. And been a long time for a lot of us.
Do I look different?
Well, you did at first.
I sort of grow on you.
Yeah, you're kind of growing, yeah. And I'll tell you what, this is kind of a first time we've all gotten together, especially with Kenny. And we've done maybe a get-together one time when Roland was playing with us. And but first time for all five of us, actually. Yeah. So what we'd like to do is something a little different. We're being documented, you might say, because we're being filmed here for a documentary. So what we'd like to do is just kind of give you an idea of how this band got started and how we met, and maybe some of the stories of how that came about. Alan Mundy over here is on the five-string banjo. Give Alan a hand, would you?
Yeah!
Alan is from Norman, Oklahoma. And, of course, he went to school at OU, and I did myself. Went down there on a football scholarship and ended up in track. And, of course, I played the fiddle and stuff. And 1963, same day President Kennedy was killed, I met the Dillards. It was on a Friday, November 22nd, 1963. And I got to meet those guys, and that kind of changed my life because I was introduced to their fine bluegrass band. You remember the Dillards? They were on the Andy Griffith TV show as the Darlings. But anyway, I met them, and I got to do an album with them in 1964. My first album was Pickin' and Fiddlin'. And then I still was going to the University of Oklahoma, and I went into the, at Holmberg Hall, which is the music department there one day. They still had these Friday at 4 type shows. And I heard this banjo playing, and he's playing that same tune we just started, the Hamilton County Breakdown. And actually, that's the first tune I ever played with the Dillards also. And Alan was playing the banjo, and I'd never seen him before. And I said, man, what a great banjo player he is at a young age. And But anyway, also, Alan, if you remember, you came to see me play with the Dillards at a concert. I think that was the first time you'd seen the Dillards, right?
That's correct. Yeah. Yes. I'm going to step over here. Byron won't mention this, but the reason he switched from football to track is because they had him matched up with a guy named Ralph Neely, who sort of... but anyway... As a student at OU, I'd had some friends that played music, and they had mentioned that there was this fiddle player locally who had recorded with the Dillards, and I'd never heard of Byron. I'd certainly heard of the Dillards because they had a couple of albums out that I admired a great deal. And so we loaded up one day, heard that the Dillards, there was a folk music radio show that the Dillards appeared on Saturday, and they mentioned they were playing at the... at the Budai in Oklahoma City. And then, if y'all, any of the old timers remember the Budai. They were playing a facility at the university there, so I went over to see the Dillards, and they all came running down from different areas and played a bunch of great music. But as one small disappointment was they said that the promoter had gotten the advertisement wrong, and so there weren't very many people there. And they were only going to do one set and give us all our money back, which I wanted them to keep the money and just play on and on. But Byron came out and played some music along with them. And then later, after Byron heard me playing at the Friday at 4 event, we met at a local music store where I was in there, and Byron came in with Ralph Thomas, I believe it was, and Ed Shelton, and... I met Byron. The music store was Mike Ritchie's Guitar Center. And Mike, or Slim Ritchie, is still around, and I know him very, very well. But that's where Byron and I met, and we started hanging out and as students at the college there. And we went to a lot of fiddle contests, the best I remember, and found some local musicians to play places that we probably shouldn't have gone, and stayed later than we should have. And whatnot, but we had a really, really great time there as students, and then Byron went on to fame and fortune, and I'm this guy standing down here. So. Thanks, Alan.
Sure.
All right. Yeah, we're all going to get to testify up here, so that's Well, after that, Alan's mentioned that I used to go to fiddle contests a lot, and I went up to Weezer, Idaho, and I met a guy by the name of Adams Brooks Otis, and he was a banjo player, and I got to know him, and he says, I've got a recording, a tape recording of a group called the Kentucky Colonels. He says, you got to hear these guys. And I said, well, I'd love to. So I listened to it, and I said, man, I've never heard any bluegrass quite like that. And it was Clarence and Roland White and Roger Bush and Billy Ray Latham. And they had a band called the Kentucky Colonels, of course, out in Los Angeles. And I listened to that tape, and I thought, man, that is such neat stuff. And so shortly after that, I met Bill Monroe and was invited to the Newport Folk Festival and got to play with him there. And then I heard of Roland, of course, you know, through Bill Monroe. So we went out to California shortly after that. When I teamed up with Bill Monroe, we got to go to California. And that's where Roland was living at the time. And I got to meet Roland then in 1967. And we ended up picking up Roland there and joined Bill Monroe. But anyway, the Kentucky Colonels were a great bluegrass band. And they used to do a song called If You're Ever Gonna Love Me. And Roger Bush is right here. He's in that band. Roger Bush on the bass. So, let's do If You're Ever Gonna Love Me. What do you say?